Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes,
everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration is a ministry of the Central Christ, Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I'm not so sure what is wrong with me on this morning. Our words of will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin, as today is Thursday. His message is entitled, When Things Seem Out of Hand, Remember the Shepherd. It comes from Psalms chapter 23. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Griffin will close us out with the word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, and thank you so much. I don't mind being Brother Bradshaw, but I'm Brother Ben today. Thank you for such a warm welcome and the inviting spirit that we all have as those of us who have volunteered our time because our love and passion for the Word of God and the cause of Christ to get up early in the morning each day of the week and bring forth words of encouragement to those who are up who are supporting this telecast by giving their time as well. For this, all of us ought to be eternally grateful. I'd like to say, first and foremost, that one of our greatest assets is our independency. But also, conversely, our greatest foe is also our independency. And I say this to say that so oftentimes we forget that we are not totally in control of all the affairs of our lives. Yes, we are to have independency. We ought to have certain freedoms and leeways to make and choose because we are created beings. But those of us who give our life to Christ have gone through a spiritual metamorphosis. When we once had those freedoms and independencies as human beings, we gave up many of those, if not all of those, for an exchange of eternal life. And because we chose that path in life, we have no longer expressed freedom to be totally independent, because if we do that, we become intimidated, we lose sight of our journey, and we become bewildered, and we'll return to that lost state that we once came from. And that is to say that when things don't go well, we respond or we react in a negative way. Oftentimes, we revert to our human side to control the setting, or we revert to our worldliness to get the advantage of the situation. And these things war against our spirit. And so that is why it's so important this morning that for a moment or so we address, when things seem to be out of hand, remember the shepherd. You see, when we remember the shepherd and when we call upon the shepherd, we are classifying and recognizing ourselves as sheep. See, sheep really don't have a true spirit of independence. Oh, yes, they had the freedom to wander around and graze and so forth, but that dependency, total dependency, they don't have, they can't have. And that's why we as humans must adopt the spirit of sheep. And that's why we find that in Psalms 23, we find that the shepherd is writing to shepherds about the shepherd. And that's why David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." David personifies himself or picture himself as a sheep. And then so sheep are reliant, trusting, dependent upon the shepherd. And that's why he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That means I'm dependent upon the actions of the shepherd. Shepherd is one who is to provide and support, protect the sheep. I shall not want. Why shouldn't he want? Why shouldn't we want? We shouldn't want because we're dependent upon the shepherd who is a provider for those needs of the sheep. What does he do? Well, he provides. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. When I need a place to rest, he provides. When I need something to drink, he provides. He restores my soul. When I'm down in my deepest woes in life, I need to pick me up. I need to be restored to that vibrant person I once was. He puts me back to my proper place. My spirit, my motivation, my tenacity, my will, he does that, because if I didn't need him, I would need to be restored. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of right doing, righteousness. I love Psalm 119, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path." In other words, he leads me to the right path. He tells me the right way to go, because I often make the wrong choice, wrong decision, go around the wrong valley or alley. And then Galatians 6:1 says, "Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit and meekness." God puts people in my life to restore me, to bring me back to my senses, to put me back on solid ground when I'm in sinking sand situations. And so who does that? Well, if we don't need anyone to throw us a rope when we're sinking to quicksand, then we are totally independent. But because we call upon the Lord to revive us, to restore us, to retrieve us, to save us, it's because we have recognized that we can't do it without him. That's that dependent spirit that we must possess. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, times really get tough. I don't know if I'm going to make it this time around. I fear no evil. I have no ill consciousness. Why? Because he's with me. Who's with me? The shepherd is with me. When things seem to be getting out of hand, I have no reason to fear or worry because the shepherd I know is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. So we get comfort. We get direction. We get water. We get place to lay down, shelter, and clothing. All our wants and our needs are met by the shepherd. Not only that, when I can't provide for myself or my family, the Lord will put someone in my life to provide for me while I'm at my deepest woe in life. He prepares a table for me. Even when others are against me, he still managed to feed me and take care of me. Thou prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He gives me a place to sit down and dine, or he gives me a place of elevation. Thou anointest my head with oil. You see, in the olden days, kings were anointed, priests were anointed to service, for this was a show of endorsement, a sign that you're okay with God. And so when your head is anointed, that means that you're okay, just like a father and to a son or to a daughter. When your kid has done well, we usually pat him on the head and let them know that, good job, son, good job, daughter, you did well. And showing that, hey, I endorse you, I'm proud of you, I'm okay with you, I love you, you are mine. But not only that, he's anointed, he endorsed us, but he also, he gave us more than abundance. Because you run our cup over. You know, just like when you're, there are times when you're low on finances and you're trying to get a little sugar to make a cup of coffee or even whatever, and you empty the sugar can and you scrape. Sometimes you take water and put it in the sugar can and you get all the sugar out of it. But here's the case, there are times when you're pouring sugar into one container, from one container to another, you have so much sugar that is overruns. And now what you're going to do? Sometimes we clean it up, sometimes we'll scrape it up and put it with the remainder. And so it depends on what time of the month, what time of the year it is for us. But here in this case, our cup runneth over. We have more an abundance. Too many of us have closets running over with shoes and clothes and dresses and suits. Garage are running over. So we go and get a storage bin across town and pay extra money for it. It's running over. We even ask some of our friends, can I put a couple of things in your garage? Because this almost running over. We have so much resources that we don't realize how resourceful we are. But where did it all come from? God. Because of our dependency upon him, God has a way. And because of our dependency on him, there's certainly something God expects in return. But here's where the confidence comes in. When you know that you shall not want, will he make you lie down in green pastures? Will he lead you beside the still waters? When he restores your soul? When he leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake? When you have no fear, when he's giving you this confidence that he's with you, and you know that he's protecting you with his rod from your enemy and from your foe? When he prepares a table for you, even when your enemy are trying to advance against you? When he appoints you, shows favor towards you, and he allows you to have so many blessings, why wouldn't you dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Because of the goodness and mercy. Everywhere you go, you're blessed, and you know you're blessed because of the life you're living for God. If you go back to the life you lived before God, what was it then? But now when we recognize that God blessed because we trust him, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our words of encouragement on this morning. I hope and trust that when things seem to get out of hand, remember the shepherd. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are and all that you always do. We recognize you as our shepherd because we are your dependent sheep. Without you, we can't do very much at all. Let us remain humble, Heavenly Father, with the Spirit has given us because we call you Abba Father, so that we can dwell in your land and be at peace with ourselves and that we can bless others and lead them to your ever-living way. We pray for mercy, guidance throughout this day, good health, a good sense of direction, because we know that you have us in the palm of your hand. This is our prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we do pray it all. Amen.